It's my pleasure to meet you, handsome. I'm the investigator on the sexual crimes you've recently committed. You can call me Officer J. Now, let this interrogation begin. Well, what is this interrogation about? Of course it's about the stolen panties. So lucky I can arrest this cute boy on such a boring day like this. Oh, you didn't steal any panties? Are you accusing me of being a liar? Come on. I'm a police officer, and everyone knows a police officer would never lie. Therefore, it is very unlikely that people would believe whatever you have to say. What about the evidence? Well, I was not able to find any, since it's not hard for you to destroy those panties before the arrest. However, even without any evidence, as long as I can make you confess, I'll still be able to prove that you're guilty. Yeah, as long as you don't confess, I'm kind of stuck. But I gotta tell you, no man has ever walked out of this room and proven not guilty. And you will not be an exception. After all, am I not called the truth serum for a reason? I promise, when this interrogation is over, you will confess all of your crimes to me. All right, let's begin. First of all, you're accused of being a panty thief. Am I right? You didn't steal any panties. I see. I guess you are a stubborn one. In that case, if you are not a panty thief, then you will not get excited when I show you the sexy panties I have on underneath my miniskirt. After all, you're not interested in panties at all. Am I right? On the other hand, if you get a hard-on after seeing my panties, it will prove that you are a naughty little pervert who loves to steal panties. Still claiming that you're innocent? Great. Why don't we just wait and see? Come on. Come lay on the bed. Of course, it's not normal to have a bed in an interrogation room, but my interrogation methods are not exactly normal. Now lay on the bed. This is an order. Oh, and by the way, if you do anything against my orders, it will be considered a crime of disrupting public service. In other words, you'll be getting into more trouble. With that being said, now lay on the bed. Now that's a good boy. Aw, what's wrong? Are you embarrassed about being treated like a little pet? We'll get used to it. All right, boy. Please try your best to resist. Look at my miniskirt. It's so short. You can almost see my naughty little panties underneath as I walk slowly towards you. But I guess from your angle, you still can't see it quite yet. The closer I move towards the bed, the more you can see how much I love the tease. Now, watch my fingers as I reach under my skirt. Slowly touch my panties. Do you want to see what's happening under my miniskirt? But I guess you don't really want to see, since you're not interested in panties at all. What's wrong? Why are you still staring at me? Fine. I'll show you my panties since you want to see it this bad. I gotta warn you, though. You might not be able to resist once you see my naughty little panties. Shh, you don't have to pretend to resist anymore. Here, Let me climb up on top of your face and crouch down so my sexy little panty-covered pussy is inches away from your very eyes. Watch my sexy panties as I slowly swing my butt inches away from your face. Your hot breath is making me dripping wet. Do you like what you see here, boy? Remember, if you get hard, you are guilty. Now let me inspect that cock of yours over your pants. Fuck, it's only half erect. He's still resisting so much. Oops. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sit on your face. I guess after you crouch for so long, you need to rest for a while. Nay, stop squirming so much. It's all your fault that I lost my balance and my big tits are now rubbing against your dick. I don't see how long you can resist now. It's just so hard to right yourself once you fall over. Oh, no. What's going on here? Did I see an erection? Oh, didn't I tell you if you get a hard-on, you will be proven guilty? But you still couldn't control yourself after being warned by a police officer. I guess this does prove that you're the panty thief. You're still not willing to confess? Your resistance is futile. Since I just found my physical evidence, I'm sure there's lots of sticky pre-cum in your underwear. Now take off your pants. I want to see what you're hiding. Are you refusing to follow my orders? Good boy. What the fuck? This cock is huge. Fuck, I'm keeping this one for sure. Just as I expected, a large amount of pre-cum leaked out of your cock. You truly are a perverted scumbag. Now it's time for you to confess. Tell me. Tell me that you are the panty thief. Oh, boy. Why can't you just confess already? In this case, we'll just do it the hard way. I will make you into an honest, obedient little boy. First of all, I will make you surrender to my will, using your favorite thing in the whole wide world, my sexy panties. Wait a minute, so I can take off my panties. Let me put these over your handsome face. There you go. Just let your brain melt into a pile of gooey, ooey mud. Oh, no. Your big cock is twitching so much. It looks so... It looks so pathetic. Oh, please, please help me, Mistress J. I really need to come. It hurts so much. Oh, you poor thing. I really want to help you, but my problem is that your stupid owner doesn't want my help. But it hurts so much when you use your sharp long nails scratching and teasing my whole shaft. Please, please let me come. Oh, I'm so sorry. My poor thing. I really don't want to make you suffer this much. But before your owner tells me what I want to hear, I'm afraid you're just going to have to bear with your mistress for a little longer. But since you're asking so nicely, I guess I will do you a favor and give your owner one more chance to tell me what I want to hear.
Oh, thank you so much, Mistress J.
Okay, scumbag. It's time to tell me what I want to hear. I'm a very, very patient person. I usually give boys like you more chances than they deserve. But once I'm done with you, I'm done. So before you tell me otherwise, I want to warn you. If I tell my girls to work on you for the rest of tonight, you will be fucked senseless from the moment I leave this room until I come back to continue our interrogation sometime next morning. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention that my girls are really, really good at fucking a boy without giving him any sort of release. Here comes your last chance of today. Now repeat after me. I am a panty thief. Good boy, see? I knew you'd come around. Now that we know you're a panty thief, we have to determine how serious is your crime. Please answer the following question. How many panties have you stolen in the past?
Shh. Now before you speak up, I want to tell you how I will be rewarding an honest boy. In a few seconds, I will ask you if you've stolen a certain number of panties. Or if you've stolen more in the past, while I slowly stroke your cock. If you confess to the number I said to you, I will stop stroking you. And our investigation ends right on the spot. You'll be chained to the bed to prevent you from touching yourself, but if you tell me there is more, I'll continue stroking and eventually you'll get to orgasm. And as a reward, I'll even tell my girls not to chain you up tonight. Now let's do this.
Now tell me, how many panties have you stolen in the past? Maybe 5? No? There's still more? Maybe 10? No? There's still more.
Good boy.
Now tell me, how many is it? 15? No? Still more?
Such a good boy.
How about 20? No?
That's it, baby. Keep going, my good boy.
More than 20? I guess that's already too much. Let me ask you another question. Now tell me, boy. Other than stealing panties, have you committed any other sexual crimes in the past?
Tell me. Tell me yes, and I'll give you the best orgasm of your life. Now say it.
Yes, good boy, you did it. Now I'm going to count you down to the best orgasm that you've been waiting for. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello? Yes, this is Officer J. Okay, I will be on my way shortly. Let me just finish up with my suspect. Now, where was I?
Right. Your orgasm. Tell me, boy. Did you really think I was gonna make you come?
No, silly. You just confess that you're a criminal.
Criminals need to be punished, not rewarded. From this day forward, I will personally make sure that you won't be getting any release as long as you're staying under my supervision.
Enjoy your night-long torment. I'll come back to interrogate you some more tomorrow. Oh, and you know what's so sad about boys like you? Even though I just told you I will never let you come, I can almost guarantee, after a night of intensive edging, you will say anything that I want you to. As long as I keep lying about giving you a pathetic little orgasm. Okay, girls. Fuck him up.